Tuning in to Chaos Culture Radio, dropping knowledge in the studio, you already know.
Thank you for tuning in to Chaos Culture Radio.
Ooh, you already know what time it is, Hakeem. You already know what's going on.
We back at it again, one more time.
Yes, we are back at it again. What's happening, baby boy? What's going
chilling,
on with you?
Chilling, baby. We just here dropping content, stepping on you niggas' necks.
Uh-huh.
It is. So, you know, today we got a special episode. This is an educational episode. I wouldn't say educational, but it's a topic that I don't think a lot of people ever talked about. But I heard this on another podcast, and I thought it was a good conversation to talk about. Should you marry your best friend or the nigga that you friend zone?
I don't know if you recently saw the report with Steve Harvey when he was on the, I forgot what show was it. He was on the show and he was talking about how a man can't be friends with a woman.
No, definitely. I heard that. And that's in certain sincerities, that is true.
So if that is true, then by her marrying her best friend, she's not really marrying her friend because a man can't really be friends with a woman.
In a sense, I get where you're coming from. And he is right. And this is the reason why. A woman don't need to holler at so many niggas, like lining, you know what I mean? Because, you know, most women got at least 5 to 10 niggas in their cell phone lined up. You know what I mean?
Oh, you really believe that?
I don't think most of them
have a lot of men like that.
Trust me. As soon as you gone, there's another dude already talking to her.
You know, I agree. I think it's a possibility, but you talking about 10 lined up? 10?
10, at least 10, 6 or 7 probably.
That's kind of like outrageous number.
Yeah, 6 or 7. It is kind of outrageous, but we see this time and time again, like when you with a girl or you ain't with her and you see her with a dude that she probably introduced you with and she said, oh, that was my homeboy. No, that's a nigga you was fucking. That's a nigga you was fucking. No, that's not your home. That's somebody you already had them in sliding your DMs. But yeah. Now, the point that I want to ask is to a lot of women who's out here listening. It's that one dude or that, and this go for a lot of dudes too. There's that one girl that always stayed around. You feel me? Never goes, who knows every inch, everything about you. You ain't never slept with her, you never did, but you getting older. I heard when the dude said that I think it's more logical to date somebody who knows you more than for you to be trying to figure out what girl out here is fitting for you. Because if we know it in this day and age, bro, we run through like 6-7 hoes at least a month just trying to
But my thing is, there's not really no girl that can really fit you because you mold a woman into who you want her to be for you. You get what I'm saying? So it's not really a particular woman that actually fits you. So this is my prime example. You meet a girl. Let's say, for example, you meet a girl because we live in Miami. Let's say you meet a girl in South Beach.
Okay.
She's rowdy. She's out of control. She has no standard, this and that. But then let's say you come to her and you approach her and you tell her, hey, this is what I'm about. This is what I want you to be about. Then you allow the girl to fit into the character that you want her to be because a woman at the end of the day follows the man's lead.
I agree with you 100%, but here's the thing. You and I don't, most women don't want to be molded. Isn't that a fact?
Yeah, that is a fact. So how can you say marry your friend and most women don't want to be molded? So chances are, if I'm not even listening to that friend.
You never know, but this is your friend. Listen here now. You get more opposition from women we just meet. You feel what I'm saying? After a certain point, not all the time, after a certain point you start dealing with a woman, she starts starting to put demands on who you are or what you got to do or what you're obligated. Now, if you're dealing with your friend, and I'm only relatively, meaning that, like, let's say, for instance, you're tired and you're ready just to settle down and you haven't met the one. You feel me? You have your homegirl here. She's still available. She knows everything about you. She doesn't have nobody. Sometimes it makes a good situation marrying your best friend, a person who knows your ins and outs, know how you act, know how you know that you got.
But you got to keep it in mind. You got to keep it in mind too. Like sometimes they might not see you as that sexual companionship too, because they could just see you as a friend.
100%. I agree with you.
So what do you do then? What do you do then? They just see you as a friend. My thing. If they just see you as that, even though you're like, you know what, both of us not married, but she say, hey, I'm not sexually attracted to you.
Then no problem. If she doesn't want to do it, then go ahead. But I'm also put this. Before 1980, a lot of marriages was put together because it had to be. You had people was getting married because they done got pregnant or there was an agreement with a family. Some of these people never even touched each other the first time. Some women was marrying men they didn't find physically attractive, or they didn't find attractive, but they still got married because it was something what the family thought it was correct.
And yeah, person, it was arranged marriages.
Yes, it was arranged marriages. So you're talking about, and these marriages last longer than marriages that are non-forced. You listening?
I'm listening.
So now, the fact that God giving you a choice to pick your man, why you still can't find a husband?
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. No more. Most of the time, but we always talk about this all the time, even on this previous podcast, we all talk about sometimes the woman have high expectations, which is very unrealistic. So that is what allowing them to blind their eyes so they can't just pick a regular Joe, like you said, like a guy from Walmart or a guy that's working the grocery store. So that's the problem. And 100%. That's why women are single.
You're right. Now, here's the thing. With all those expectations, but you got your homeboy here. You're not going to have no expectation with your homeboy. I've seen this done before where a woman are married or get with somebody that was around and she really was not, that wasn't their, her first pick. So basically he was like the last nigga on the shelf, dust him off and put him in play. Like, let's go. Now you can avoid 10, 20 years of putting your pussy out on the market and getting it beat up where you have no walls left. For your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that dude that you friend zone, he's still around. He's giving you rides, loaning you money, going up to beat up dudes for you. That's the dude you need to get with. But the problem is they do get with these guys, but it's later. So it was an interesting point to point out, like, hey, should you marry your best friend? Like, should you marry somebody that knows you? Like, you know what I mean?
But sometimes a woman can actually see her best friend as a brother. Like, that's why I keep telling you, like, a family figure or someone like, you know, there's some girls that say, I would never date him. He's like my brother. You get what I'm saying? But most of the time, the man be like, you know what? Like, for example, if the woman he's considered a friend, she like, you know, I want to sleep with you tonight. The man gonna be like, after friendship, let's get it in. You feel me? But most of the time, the women don't think like that. A woman think totally opposite from the man. So
I agree with you 100%.
You get what I'm saying? So that's why I like saying it's a good question to ask. Like, you should marry your best friend. I think you should because you know, when you marry somebody that is gonna be like your best friend, you're supposed to be able to tell them everything. However, when it comes to when a woman see you as a friend and that's it, nothing sexual, that's when I started like questioning.
Okay.
And start taking the logic
I'm about to debunk what you just said right there. How many times you meet girls and they want to put you in a friend zone automatically?
Yeah, so many times. And what I always tell them, this ain't going to work.
It ain't going to work. So here's the thing. Go ahead.
No, that's why I tell her. I don't do. That's
you don't do. Me either. Now, here's the thing. Women put 98% of men in friend zone. That's 98%. Now, mind you, this is why where the hypocritical sign comes in. As soon as they don't see no niggas to the left, to the right, then the nigga that they friend zone or the nigga that comes move the couch, he gets her a cup of coffee in the morning and sends her home. He tends to be the one that she say, hey, come over and give him some pity pussy. I've seen that happen. Dudes who never thought they'll get sexual where she say, oh, you my brother. How many times a bitch end up fucking somebody that she say that was her brother?
Yeah, multiple times. It happens.
So the point of the fact is, why would you not avoid this situation by just, you want to know something? This dude been rocking the fuck out with me. He deals with my nasty attitude. No, I'm materialistic. No, I'm very egotistical, but he's right there standing with me. I'm crying on his shoulder. Why don't I just get with him and he could just lock this pussy in forever?
But most of the time, I ain't gonna lie. Most of the time, women use that as a defense mechanism too. Instead of laying the guy down, easy shit like, you can just be my friend.
That is true. I've had
she's not really attracted because she's not attracted to him. She don't see nothing with him. So she's like, you can just be my friend. You know, you can be someone you don't shout out to, you know, Coach Corey. He always say my tampon. You get what I'm saying? Someone I can go through to talk about relationships and stuff like that. Nothing more. You get what I'm saying?
The
that
emotional tampon.
Yeah, like a tampon. Like an emotional tampon. Shout out to Coach Corey for that. But I'm just saying, like, he's telling the truth, though, because most women, you know, if they really attracted to a man, I promise you, chances are she don't even want the guy to be a friend with him. She want the guy that she go down with. You feel me? So, you know, this is a tough one, though.
It is a hard one. Listen, but let me also comment on that.
Go ahead.
women who are attracted to men, they're attracted to men that have sex with. But 9 out of 10 times, they know these guys are not fitting for husband. That's why they want to give thug niggas the pussy and get them beta males for husband.
Because the beta male, he do whatever the woman want.
Oh my
the
God.
Gangster
yeah.
ain't. The gangster dude ain't gonna do nothing.
Nothing ain't the word. Look at it. Just look at it. These girls think they got time on their hands. They think they got this and that. You don't have time on their hands. And we're not meaning to be disrespectful. Because here's the thing: 95% of men get with women that have kids. And if you can't bear kids, or if you're reaching that age that you're reaching geriatric pregnancy, then we got to go down a level. Then we got to get at a girl that's 24, 25. And this is why, if you can lock in your homeboy, he's been riding with you. What's the age of getting with somebody that you've been knowing for 10, 20 years?
Good point. Have you ever asked yourself a question? You ever seen, like, in the animal kingdom, you ever seen, like, the same, like, a male and a female being friends together? You never see it.
Never see that. It's always, if a man comes in, he's always conquering her and having kids with her.
You see? So if you study nature kind of show you that man and woman can't really be friends.
No, not 100%. It's not gonna work. You know what I mean? Not all the time.
It's something they created. It's something that I did. They televised and then put in the media. Hey, for man and woman to be friends, but in actuality, man and woman can't really be friends.
Can't be friends.
Someone's gonna get sexually involved.
Here's the funny thing. What's his name? Richard Cooper said. He said, if you're not effing a girl, you're not her. If you're not fucking her, that means you're her girlfriend. That means you're the gay homeboy.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, because most women, if she really attracted to that man, I promise you, she gonna end up sleeping with that guy.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You get what I'm saying? Even if she's like, oh, I was on the alcohol, I was high, or whatever the case, I was on drugs, whatever the case may be, because she's seriously attracted to that guy. That's why most men don't like to be put in the friend zone. They like to put in the friend zone after they smash. Then they'd be like, okay, cool, put me in the friend zone. We good. We used to be friends with benefit. But most of the time, most men don't want to be friends. No.
No, definitely. And mind you, that was kind of one of the reasons why I stopped really focusing on trying to holler at women. Because like, it's like a roll of dice sometimes. You feel me? And when a chick want a friend zone you, she'll play it off, but she'll try to get something out of you. And this is the reason, ladies, why a lot of nice guys don't want to date anymore. They don't want to come to your house. They don't want to move your couch. That's why you barely can call them to help you out. A lot of you girls was able to get niggas to co-sign shit. I'm talking about friends. They're not doing that anymore. It's even getting worse now.
So, yeah, because I'm glad because they starting to wake up and realize, no, she's trying to use me. I'm happy that they're waking up. Yeah.
Basically. And I'm about to say it. I might get in trouble for it. Fuck me and your friend. I'm trying to fuck. I'm tired of sitting on the phone 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 hours. I'm Dr. Phil in. I'm getting you wet so your homeboy can smash. No, I want to fuck like Johnny too. Johnny beating the gutches. Let me beat it up like Johnny. I'm actually gonna come back around and help pay the rent.
But most of the time, it's the best decision. He chose to play that role because he could just be. You just say that straightforward. That's how you gotta deal with these women. You just be straightforward with them. Like, what is your intention? That's your intention. You wanna smash.
Oh. That's what it is. But sometimes these girls be treating us like fruit granola bars. Like, snap, you're nice, sweet.
No, because yeah. Most of the time, I ain't gonna lie. It's because sometimes we watch movies and you always see the guy at the end, he be friends with, in the beginning, he be friends with all the way to high school, all the way to college. And then what happened? And at the end, they end up getting married. So it's like the love story.
But that's the worst love story because she done fucked so many dudes. Why do you want a woman who's been on the cock carousel a couple times? No, let me get it while it's fresh off the market.
Right.
I'm paying for the highest bidder. You know what I mean? You know how nerve wrecking that was growing up? Bitches was friend zoning niggas like, yeah, you're not that cute. And I'm saying to myself, damn, but I'm nice. Sending hoes roses, doing this and that, trying to be cool. No, I want to fuck. I want to slip my dick in you. That's what I want to do. And I don't mind taking you out on a date and helping you out with the grocery. Let me stretch your sack.
So at the end of the day, so my question at the end of the day, should a man marry his best friend?
Yes,
you
should. Like,
you ain't trying to be best friend. You trying to be F-buddies.
F-buddies, yeah. Matter of fact, have these guys, and you got to answer this question, and maybe we can just let this go off today. If you was getting consistent pussy from a person that you know or somebody that fuck with you, are you going to go look for other pussy?
Not really, no.
You'll be too tired. If my friend was fucking me off the chain, I would have been like, hey, you want to know something? I just went and got this marriage license here. You might just go ahead and sign this. And here's my banker.
So you're like, forget it. Screw it. Just go ahead and sign it. We're going to be in for long haul, long term.
Like if
you got hooked. You got, yeah. Now we say you got pussy whooped.
Pussy, yeah. But listen, this is somebody you know. They know how you are. They know you don't like blueberries with your yogurt. This is your friend. This is a person who knows, I'm not going to touch his stuff when I get in the car. Most women, like you say, most women you have to train. Your homegirl know that automatically about you.
Yeah.
Like, man, this nigga Hakeem be tripping. Let me make sure I get this. Or let me make sure I get his coffee together. You know what I mean? Iced coffee with almond milk and 6 blenders.
Yeah. But that's after you lay down a pint, right? If you lay down a pint, right, she'll do whatever you want.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Most men don't understand that.
Yeah, laying down a pint, but
she'll do whatever you want.
Listen, being friends is a contract. Being married is a business contract. But you see what I'm trying to say? But if you already know how to be a friend of somebody and you able, listen, it's rare that a woman stays friend with a man for a long time. If you able to stay his friend without annoying him, without you going through your emotions, then you possibly can be his wife.
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about the annoying stuff we go through with women and we be cutting holes off the first time they give us the clinginess, the this and that, the you know what I mean? Or forcing, come on, baby, let's get it. So on that note, my only thing is this, consider it. I'm not saying you should. Look at that guy that you've been hanging with for the last 20-something, 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your cell phone. If the niggas in your cell phone that you've been on for the last 5 years are not trying to marry you, and John is here working, coming by the house, the family know him, he was like, I might as well just sign off this pussy to John. John, here you go, baby. Take this. It's yours. He's going to take it and still do the same thing he's been doing. Difference is, you just have a contract.
Mm.
And that's all I got to say.
On that note, KR Culture Radio, we out.
We out.
Peace.
Man, I just appreciate y'all just listening. Stay tuned for the next episode.